to welcome you and request that we observe a moment of silence for prayer or meditation. Thank you very much. Honorable members, you are welcome to the meeting. Maybe just to explain that on the program today, we're supposed to meet with the remaining metros that we have not met previously, but we... the official, I think Kolisa would explain to you, he has tried to get the metros to the meeting and he couldn't succeed. So means that item, and we tried to swap the agenda with the last item on the program, which is the department to brief us on their intervention on the on the disaster that had befell KZN Eastern Cape and Northwest, and how far are they in terms of implementing even the resolution of the ad hoc committee. We then got a letter from DM Chwete that the department is not ready. So today's agenda, we're proposing that we deal with the minutes that are outstanding so that we get rid of the minutes. And then we even get the update on the submission on the Brazil study tour. So members must not get surprised why the issues that we have adopted on the program, why they are not on the agenda today. So Kolisa, you want to add before we go to apologies?
Yes, Chairperson, on the issue of the agenda and the swapping around, yes, I also checked with the municipalities, the Mangaung and Gaudeng. They are saying they are available for next week, which is the 14th Wednesday, but the Tswane is not available for a physical meeting, is only available for a virtual meeting. Tswane is indicating that they don't have sufficient funds to travel to Cape Town. So, which means next week, it will be Mangaung and a city of Johannesburg coming to the meeting. So we need also a chairperson as a committee to decide what are we going to do with the issue of Tswane. And we were supposed also chairperson to have a meeting on Friday with the SIU. The SIU Advocate Mutipi and the team, Advocate Mutipi is not available. So we suggested to move them to the 5th of July. So we will apply to have a meeting on the 5th of July to meet with SIU on the issue of Telane TRUs and Duncan Village. And we'll also add the departmental agenda on the intervention on floods. So on the 5th of July, we will have those two agenda items if that meeting will be approved. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Members, those are the issues. Let me comment on the issues that we have raised. Honorable Sehlwai.
Morning, Chair. Morning, members and the department. There's a message from the whip, Honorable Colin, to be accepted. He's on the he wants the host to receive him. Chair, on the presentation that you have made, and the non-attendance of the metros, I think we had a formal decision as a committee that if metros are unable to attend and give us a report, we therefore have got a responsibility to uphold and keep their funds until they speak to us. Now, I am not sure how many are these metros that are unable to come and talk to us. And that Tshwane cannot come because they don't have funds. It's very strange. It's very strange. I just want to check our formal decision if it then matters in this situation. But otherwise, the other issues that you are raising that are to be postponed for another date, I do not have a problem with that.
Thank you, Honorable Sehlwai. Any other hands before we respond? I don't see any other hands. Honorable Sehlwai, we have taken a decision that we must have a fiscal meeting with the metros. And the Mangaung and the Johannesburg, they've confirmed they'll be here next week, Wednesday, which members should avail themselves for fiscal meeting. But Tshwane, they are saying they don't have the enough resources to travel to Cape Town. And this is Tshwane that it's having a problem, by the way. This is Tshwane that you have the challenges of people dying in Amanz Kraal because of the water that they give to people.
Cholera.
I'm going to maybe suggest that if members agree, we go to Tshwane ourselves, because the USDG, you'd remember that the USDG that metros are getting are from the Department of Human Settlement, and therefore we are responsible for oversee those grants, and seeing the people of Tshwane losing their life because of water, dirty water that it's been provided to them, when every annually we appropriate resources for Tshwane for them to upgrade their infrastructure, and they are not doing that, it's a problem. I'm suggesting that if adding to the request to have a meeting on the 5th of July, we should add to request Parliament to allow us to go to Tshwane and go and see what our USDG is doing in that metro. Why people are still dying when we are appropriating resources annually. But it will be if members agree with that. That's my proposal. Mandy, so your mic is on and okay, your hands now it's up. You are recognized, Honorable Mandy, sir.
No, sorry, Chairperson. Thank you very much. I think I agree with the proposal that we must meet them halfway. If indeed they don't have money, let's go to Swan on the 5th of July.
Dr. Mkize.
Good morning, Chairperson. I'm sorry my voice is a bit groggy. I've got flu. But I want to support your proposal. And in the process, maybe request that if some research can be done to just take us through the expenditure that has gone into improving the water and sanitation situation in Tshwane over the past, say, 5 years, so that we can understand the context in which we're having problems with water just now. But I support the idea of us going there and visiting and talking to the people. It may well be there might be other portfolio committees that might be interested in being part of that. Maybe people who deal with water, sanitation, or health. But that should not stop us from actually going there to find out what's happening, because our role is to follow where the fines are supposed to have gone and the impact on the community. So I support that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mkize. Honorable Sifoy.
Chair, it was a legacy hand, but I support the proposal.
Thank you very much.
And just to add, Chair, on what Honorable Dr. Mkize has raised, as I'm serving also on water and sanitation, I think that decision in terms of the last input by Honorable Doctor, that if it's possible that the affected departments, there should be a joint visit as individual departments would like to attend. So I'm raising that so that in your capacity, perhaps you raise with your counterparts our intention to go there, so that if then they see the need to go with us, that's fine. So I just want to raise that. It was raised in the meeting that we had this week.
Thank you very much. I think we're going to Kholi, so what you must do is to add on the application. If it's not yet submitted, you can add. If it's submitted, you can add that we request the permission to go to Tshwane, raising that Tshwane has indicated that they don't have money to travel to Cape Town, and therefore we are concerned that we are appropriating USDG annually, and the people of Amanskraal, they still have a problem. And Tshepo should then, on the 5th, probably what we should add on the agenda of the 5th is to get the department to come and present the USDG for the past 5 years that have been forwarded to Tshwane. What is it that he has done? And then identify the projects that the USDG has funded in Tshwane. As we go to Tshwane, then we'll then visit, we'll start by visiting those projects and see value for money. And then we then have a meeting with Tshwane in Tshwane. Agreed, members?
Hello, Chairperson.
Yes, Kholiso.
So I just want to understand. So the meeting of the five, it was supposed to be the SIU and the department on the issue of flood intervention. So we are now diverting the agenda to go to Tshwane.
We are not diverting. We are adding that the department must, we're adding the item on how the money, the department to come and give us the report on the USDG on Tshwane for the past 5 years. And then we in on the site we apply to go to Tshwane to go and request to we apply to the office of the chair to request to go and meet with Tshwane in Tshwane because they are unable to come to Cape Town and take in cognizance what Sesnensi and Dr. Mkhize has said on other portfolio committees. We can actually have joint visit if there are there is any committee that is going there. So the issue of the fifth, that the item still stand, it will be SIU department intervention on the floods, and then we add the report on the USDG on the at Tshwane, how the money was being utilized and the projects that was funded through the USDG. And then visiting Tshwane would then have to go and see where the money went, but even to get the information how the money was spent. We'll physically go and see the project, but at the same time receive and have the meeting with Tshwane in terms of what the money was used for. Dr. Mkhize, your hand is still up.
I just want to understand the practicality because we were going to meet with the SIU virtually. So I would like to suggest that maybe we do meet virtually on the 5th and then the issue of Tshwane be on the 6th so that we can be able to do both, but we can't do them on the same day, like the meeting virtually with SIU and be in Tshwane at the same time.
Well, so you didn't understand what I'm saying. We're going to have a virtual meeting on the 5th, but on the 5th, we're adding the agenda. Instead of having SIU and the department's intervention on floods, we're adding that the department should come and present how Tshwane has utilized the money, the USDG. And then we, in the process, you can add whether you apply on for the 6th, the date that you can be allowed to go and meet Tshwane, it's fine with members. But members would want information on the money that we've been appropriating to Tshwane, what the money has been doing in Tshwane before we go to Tshwane. So what we're proposing is to add that the department should come and brief us on their USDG that they've given to Tshwane. Which project were they funding? So that when we go and meet with Tshwane, we have all the information that we needed. Not on the 5th. We're not going to Tshwane on the 5th. On the 5th, we will be briefed by the department. Yeah, Vakala Kholiso.
You are confusing me, Chairperson, now. So you are saying on the 5th we'll be briefed and not going to Tshwane. Which day must I apply for us to be in Tshwane?
You said the 6th. You can, even if it's not the 6th, just be realistic and look at the date that that members can allow members to travel. Because if we have a long meeting on the 5th, obviously the 6th, it might not be possible for members to travel to Tshwane. We can take the 8th. Yeah, we can take the 8th. And be in Tshwane. Agreed, members?
Yes, Chair.
Agreed, Chair.
Thank you very much. Kholisoy, can you take us through the minutes? Just to check, members, did you receive the minutes? Honorable members, did we receive the minutes?
We received the study, Chair.
Okay. So the approach, because members have received the minutes, we'll just scroll them and then we'll not present them word by word. Kholisoy will just flag them on the agenda and get correction from, if there is any correction from members.
Okay, Chair,
can you put the minutes on this? Yes. Okay, sorry.
Apology from Mr. Heron and Dr. Kumalo is still in hospital. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Noted, Kholisoy, this is the minutes of the 3rd of May, 2023. Can we scroll them, Kholisoy? Page 1.
Attendance register.
And then page 2. Page 3, don't rush, Kholisoy. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 7. Kholisoy. But we're at page 5. Page 7. We're at page 7 now. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16, page 17, page 18, page 19. Page 20. That was the last page on the minutes. Can we get any correction, members? If the minutes reflect the true reflection of the minute of the meeting, can we get the mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move.
Honorable Mandisa moved. Can we get the second? Honorable Chris Malematsa.
I second the mover, Comrade Chair.
Thank you very much. The meeting is duly agreed on the minutes. Can we go to the next minutes?
Chair, I had my hand up.
Oh, just on correction. Okay, Ma.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes. I wanted to ask if we did not take a decision on NHFC, the CEO which could not present the APPs due some time on the way he presented. Didn't we take a decision that they can be given opportunity to present to us? I just want to check, I was looking on the minutes if we didn't take that decision. But if we didn't take it, Chair, maybe it was my wish, it's fine. But I had that view in my mind that we took a decision. The young lady, CEO.
No, she did present it. She did present it, it's just she took long time.
Okay.
But we have not said they must. Yeah, she did present it, but she took.
Okay, it's okay.
Honorable Malematsa, your hand is up.
It's a legacy hand, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. The minutes of the 9th May 2023. Page 1, page 2. Page 3. Kholiswa, this thing of Mrs. N. Sekgwai seconded by Mr. Malematje, moved for the adoption. The English there. Okay. Can we go to page 2, page 3?
Finished, Chair. It was adoption of the report only.
Okay. Can we then move for the... Any correction on the minutes?
Chair, can I speak on that second N of the Sekgwai? Why is it always having a red mark? What does that mean? Are you querying my second name?
It's the computer, it's not us.
It always happens like that. Maybe let's just use one N because there's no need to put all of them. I don't know. It's always like that. Mm. The computer does not want my cursor name. Not it. Okay. Okay, Chase. No problem.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Now it has accepted the other end after you've spoken. I don't know. Can we move for the adoption? Can we get the mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move the adoption of the minutes with the correction of N.
Okay, thank you. Can we get the seconder?
Seconded.
Thank you, Honorable Malachi, for seconding. Can we then go to the third minutes?
Can you see them, Chair?
Yes, page 1 of the minutes of the 17 May 2023, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 8, Kolisha. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Can we then get any correction, honorable members, on the minutes? What is where the computer shows the red line or green? It's either there must be a comma or there is a, it shows that there is something wrong. But with the same names, I know that sometimes when you see the same name that he has not used to, it then put the red the red sign that this, there is something wrong with the same name. So what we must do is to clean up the this thing, because it confuses as they come with this red marks and where there is a green, it shows that it's either there must be a comma or there must be a capital letter or there is something that we have not done it right. I think we must clean up to those things before the minutes presented to members. Honorable Makasini.
Thanks, Chairperson. I just want to check, maybe you'll correct me if I'm wrong. The minister made commitment that their intention, they are planning to have a war room in Free State on the Department of Human Settlements. In fact, she was supposed to already establish a team because of the challenge that he have identified. I'm not sure whether did I miss it, because I'm trying to check, but I don't see that on the minutes.
This is the minutes that we have met with the Auditor General and National Treasurer.
It's the last one that is coming. Okay, thank you, Chair. Then if I move. Okay, thank you.
Honorable Makasene moved. Can we then get the seconder? Can we get members to second the mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Yes. No, I thought we wait for the hands to be on. I second the mover for the end of the
Okay, thank you very much. Honorable Sukhoi, if your gadget has got a problem of raising hands, you can then indicate so that we don't.
I'm padding. Thank you very much.
Okay, no, thank you very much. And the other minutes of the 24th. This was the meeting. I was not party to the meeting. So I'm relying much more on members to assist in correcting these minutes. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Those are the minutes. Honorable members, you'd know that I got cut several times. And when I came back, it was the last item on the agenda. Can I get members to correct if there are any corrections to make on the minutes?
I move, Chair, for the adoption.
Honorable Tseki, I didn't see your hands, and welcome, because I didn't see you. Honorable Tseki moved. Can we get the second, Honorable Mandise?
I second the acting chairperson of the day, of that day.
Okay, thank you very much. The minutes have been duly adopted. The last minutes. The minutes of the 31st May 2023.
There's a hand, Chair, from Ms. Fry.
Ms. Fry?
I second the adoption, Chair, thank you.
Which adoption? You're late, Honorable Sifai. We are now on the 31st May 2023, the previous minutes have been adopted and be seconded by Honorable Makasin. You are heading the second man.
My apologies, Chair.
the minutes of the 31st of May 2023. The agenda was considering the adoption of the Northern Cape and Northwest report, and then the briefing by Human Settlement on the fourth quarter report. That's why Honorable Makasini wanted to see the issue of the war room in the Free State. Page 1, page 2, page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. page 7. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 11, Collison. Page 12. Page 13. Wait there. We said the MEC for Northwest must engage with the councillor, not the committee. That's the first item. Koliswa.
Hello, Chairperson.
We said that the MEC for Northwest must engage. It was wrong for the councillor to instruct the contractor. The MEC for Northwest must engage with the councillor. And then the committee secretariat write a letter to the department on the removal of windows. And a response must be received within 30 days. And that Number 3 and 4, I don't know what they talk about, those recommendations. And the number 5, again, it's not a resolution. Members were just welcoming the response of the minister by when he said that he's going to establish he has instructed the board to do the lifestyle audit. It's not the resolution. And then you see the important thing that's supposed to be on the resolution is not there on the issue of the war room. or the support, I think you can craft it better to say that the minister agreed that they will support the Free State. They will send the technical team to support the Free State department. Because if you say war room, this war room thing, I'm not sure it's legal, or tomorrow will be quoted that we said that the minister must establish the war room. Because they use Public Service Act. I think what we must say that they must send the technical teams from national to support the province with immediate effect and brief the committee on frequently on the work of the of the technical team. Did I put it better, honorable members? Honorable Makasin?
Yes, Chairperson. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Can I add the issue of the Western Cape? I'm not sure how to, because where yes, the problem, the minister, he was raising a frustration with the provincial government of Western Cape of not complying with the standards of the Housing Act of putting our people in the appropriate manner. And I think as a committee, although we did, I don't remember whether did we have a position as a committee, but I think we must have something on the issue of the Western Cape who refused to give our people a decent houses because it was raised in a meeting.
Okay, can we?
Person, sorry,
the
can
committee
I?
Can would
I
engage? Mm. Yes, yes,
can you with the one that the minister to dispatch a technical team to support Free State. I remember, I was not in that meeting, so I don't understand.
We're saying that the minister had agreed, Free State, in terms of the presentation, Koliso, the Free State was not performing very well, and there was a need for the support by national department. And we have agreed with the minister that he must send a technical team to support the Free State department. But we're saying, adding that the committee need to be briefed on the work of the technical team frequently, so that it should not get lost.
Okay.
Yeah, you can put it better, but that was the intention of the resolution. And this issue of Western Cape, if you remember the Can we help in crafting the resolution for Western Cape members? The committee would engage the city of Cape Town as an oversight exercise on the funds allocated by the DHS. The committee suggests that the city of Cape Town be engaged by the committee as an oversight regarding the funds allocated. That's where I've got a problem with the recommendation. Can we put it better, honorable members? Honorable Makasen has tried. Can we put this resolution, put it better? It's not the city of Cape Town, it will be the provincial department, because the city is not appointed by national, it's appointed by the provincial government. So the resolution would be on the national and the province, because those are the people that are, in terms of the constitution, are the they have a mandate of providing houses for our people. the city, it's an agency that is appointed by the provincial government. Can we try to restructure this resolution, honorable members?
There's a hand from Mom Sikhwai.
Mom Sikhwai.
Chair. Thank you. I think you are putting very correct to say, because the national department is the one that has the norms and standards to oversee what is happening in the province, in any province. I would imagine that your proposal fits well, that it should not be the city of Cape Town. It should be the provincial department for housing and for human settlement that we oversight. I am not sure if then that recommendation cannot be in the committee would engage the provincial department of human settlement as an oversight exercise on the funds allocated by DHS. Doesn't that fit well there? And then the second one falls away. The second bullet, yellow second bullet.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Honorable Stroy. Members, do you agree with the... Members, does the resolution represent all of us? Honorable Makasen, you are the one that raised this matter.
Chairperson, I think it's fine, but also on the issue of Western Cape, again, the minister also raised the issue of the Western Cape, who refused to accept the funds that were meant to upgrade the Brasa informal settlement. They don't want to use those funds while our people they need that funds to be used. Generally, there's a problem of the Western Cape who refuse to accept to cooperate with the national department when the service are meant for black people. So I don't know how to capture it, but it was generally a frustration of the Western Cape and the national department of the Western Cape. They even returned the monies when they were supposed to do the services for our people.
Okay. Can we, Sabelo and Tepo?
Yes, Chair.
Can we assist in putting this resolution, capturing what members have said?
Okay, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Member, who's that?
Sikhwai, Chair.
Okay.
I think in what the honourable member is raising, what perhaps we could even add explicitly in terms of what he's raising is the funds. I think this, my name is, there's that bullet point that I said needs to be taken out, has got funds. Which should be also included in what I proposed. The committee would engage the city of Cape Town, is it there? The provincial department for human settlement as an oversight.
Can I propose
exercise.
Members that this minute? Let's Colisa must make those inputs that you have made, and this minute must go back. And then they will come back when they've been corrected. Can you agree on that? Because we'd end up, we cannot construct English in the meeting, would end up doing the mistakes. Can we agree on that?
Agree. Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Okay, thank you very much. This minute
agreed, Chair.
Must be taken back. Sabelo and Tsepo, you were in the meeting. Please help Koliso on formulating the resolutions. And then the minutes must come back for adoption committee. Thank you very much.
Noted, Chair.
Thank you. Let's go to the, this was the last minutes, and then we'll go to the briefing on the submission. Koli, so how far are we?
Chairperson, the application is ready, and the concept note, I'm just still waiting for the goals so that I can add it to the applications for submission. So I'm hoping to get them today, so that at least by end of this week, the application is with the House Chairperson. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. But in the meantime, what we must do is to get members to get their passports ready. I remember when we're supposed to, we're invited to, we'll go to Lesotho. Our Honorable Tseki, they didn't have passport. They were running around on the last minute. Members, you're supposed to have passport ready, so that if there is an approval, we don't start by waiting for some of you to have passports. Agreed, honorable members.
The other thing, Chairperson, Ms. Makesini said, if we are going on those dates, because we are also waiting on the DERCO to check if the parliament is in session that side on 22nd to 29. So if those dates are approved, she will not be able to travel. So we will have to get someone else to replace her.
Okay. Why don't you bring... Can we discuss outside this process so that if we have to take the date back, we should do that.
Okay, Chair.
Yeah.
All right.
If suits all the members, we then put the date before.
After the 29.
After the 29 or before the 29.
No, the best it will be after, Chairperson, so that we can have more time to prepare.
But we must not. Yes, you know, the other danger might be that there might be an instruction that towards the elections, you know that they are going to stop the movement of committees.
Maybe the week of 6th to 12th of August.
Okay. But that is danger zone. That is danger zone. It's the time where they've stopped everybody to any committees to go to abroad. It's fine. Honorable Makasin, probably you would have to send somebody
I will check with the whip of the party, then I'll come back to you, Chair.
All right, thank you very much. That was the last issue on the item. Thank you very much, honorable members, for the meeting. I think Tsepo and Sabelo and Koliso, can you please check on the the resolutions that were taken in the on the BRRRs, and then we should see how far we've gone in on those resolutions, how far the department has gone in implementing them, including all the decisions that we've taken as a committee. Because it will help us to start the process of the legacy report. So I think we'll see if we can, would have to get the space where we'll allow you to come and present on that and see how far we have gone in getting the response on the implementation of those resolutions that were taken by the committee. So that when we deal with the legacy report, we know that there are no outstanding issues. We still have time to follow up on those matters before the end of our term. Thank you very much, members, for the meeting, and the meeting is adjourned.